Well, live from the No Panic Zone in Studio G, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. It's Thursday, April the 2nd, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Adam Schiff leading the charge to investigate the Trump administration for America's response to the worldwide pandemic. Is Italy doing that? Or Spain? No, of course not. They're apparently still sane. Number two, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer looking to crack down on those that violate the stay-at-home order she put into effect at the beginning of last week, as she calls for those that violate it selfish. And number one, we're going to find out today if the governor and her crew have put together a plan to educate the millions of school kids displaced by the Wuhan pandemic here in Michigan. The governor widely expected to announce that schools will not reopen at all in Michigan until at least next fall. And let's pray that that does happen. But first, she's also asked for an extension of her special powers. Governor Whitmer has declared a disaster, and now she seeks a 70-day extension of her emergency powers. Now, when she declared the emergency, she gets 28 days, and that would expire on April the 13th. But the governor wants to extend that order and other emergency orders now in place for 70 more days after that. The good news is it has to be approved by the legislature, and Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky of Clark Lake said, I don't think so. I mean, you can do it in smaller bites. Give 14 days, another 14 days. But 70 days would take you into July. We feel it's important to point out that our support for a reasonable extension of the emergency declaration does not transfer to support for a lengthy extension of the stay home, stay safe order. That's what Shirky said in a press release. He did not say how long he believes the stay-home order should be extended. The legislature will be back on the 7th to legislatively extend the state of emergency, said a spokesman for House Speaker Lee Chatfield. Now, even if the legislature did not pass such a resolution, Whitmer could continue to exercise emergency powers using the Emergency Powers of the Governor Act. Unlike the Emergency Management Act, it does not require legislative approval if the emergency extends beyond 28 days. However, the emergency powers of the governor give her a narrow range of powers, more focused on control of public safety, buildings, and transportation. Which brings me to a question, and I don't know the answer. And this just, I don't use public transportation. I live out where it's not available. Not very far, but just out of the reach of public transportation. And I see buses run all the time whenever you go in, you know, to different places. My understanding is that a lot of the public transportation systems were still running as of this week. Well, I understand that some folks are going to need that. But I also would assume, hypothesize that public transportation would be a place that you could have an enclosed situation, a closed air system. And if that were true, that you could spread the COVID-19 virus. Anyhow, back to Shirky and Whitmer. Whitmer said to meet the steep, varied, and ongoing demands created by the COVID-19 pandemic, my administration must continue to use the full range of tools available to protect the health, safety, and welfare of our state and its residents. Nobody disagrees with that. I have not disagreed with the governor except on a couple of points. I would not want to be in her position to make those difficult calls. I understand that. Difficult place to be. However, 70 days is excessive when most people are predicting, Dr. Fauci and others, that we are going to see some sort of a peak here in the next 10 to 14 days. We'll see where that goes. So we'll keep an eye on what the governor's going to do there. By the way, she says if you don't stay at home during this whole time, you're just being selfish. You're just being selfish, and you know, maybe there's some truth to that until we get a real clear picture of how the stay-at-home model is working, and there's some indication that it is. There is some indication that it is, in fact, working. So we'll keep an eye on how that comes together. Meanwhile, if you're trying to get unemployment in Michigan, lots of trouble. The system continues to crash and have problems. There have been numerous reports over the past couple of weeks that the system had been slow, nearly impossible to navigate, but then it crashed a couple of days ago. Michigan had 130,000 new unemployment claims for the week that ended March the 21st. The week before, 5,300. So, yes, there is some severe difficulty. Severe difficulty on all of that. Meanwhile, the president says it's time to pull together. Time to pull together and work together and keep focused on what we must do and that we will overcome all of this. I like the words of encouragement. Bite number three from the president. Hear what he has to say from yesterday's briefing. Bite three.
But even in the most challenging of times, Americans do not despair. We do not give in to fear. We pull together, we persevere, and we overcome, and we win. This week, every American heart is joined with the people of New York as they continue to bear the brunt of the pandemic. To every New Yorker, please know that we are by your side. I love New York. And every day, we will be with you.
And every day we will be with you. We will get through this together. That is the message. That is the takeaway. And that is the truth. By the way, if you've been hearing about the United States aircraft carrier Teddy Roosevelt, the TR, is being evacuated, the sailors being taken off that ship in Guam. 4,800 people in the crew, 100 are sick right now, maybe more, with the COVID-19. So they were making plans to get the sailors on shore. They're going to remove as many people as they can. It's a nuclear-powered aircraft carrier. You have to leave a certain number of people on board to perform normal watch-standing duties that keep the ship running, said Rear Admiral John Manani. He is the commander of the Marianas region. And speaking in Washington, the acting secretary of the Navy, Thomas Modley, said that almost 1,000 of the crew had been removed, and that number will rise to about 2,700 in a couple days. It'll be removed, but they need about 1,000 people on board to keep that ship moving forward. All right, so this part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE, know your own power. And you know, right now, with everybody so anxious, now is a great time to focus on your health and well-being with MyPure Health Solutions. MyPureHealthSolutions.com is willing to get involved with you to help you. You're staying home anyway. They know times are tight, so they'll cut 30% off the price, and you can lose that weight. That extra weight you're carrying around is stressful. It's not good for you. And now is not the time to be, you know, having all of that, so they're here to help. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, MyPureHealthSolutions.com. I did it a couple of years ago, lost 40 pounds, and hey, if you're sitting home, you can focus on doing the right thing. This is the No Panic Zone. You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show. Quick break. We'll be right back.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise financial advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
Or if that resume was from someone who
worked 12-hour shifts at the recycling company with my dad, who's 72. That taught me a work ethic that I carry with me every day.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone.
Growing up where I did, a lot of things could have gotten in the way of my goals. But I learned to push through, and that's what I bring to work every day.
So maybe it's time we look beyond the resume and look to Grads of Life. Discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper at gradsoflife.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MA.